Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, well, we are back. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free. Back from a big old Turkey Day weekend. Man, that was good. 5 days off. Woo! Man, oh man, it was tough getting up this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Good morning, Karsten. How was your holiday?
It was great. It was full of, like you said, good food, and I'm pretty sure I've gained at least 5 pounds.
Yeah, me too. I loved it, though. I ate an entire Costco pecan pie, man. I love those pecans. Spadell, how was your holiday?
It was awesome, man.
Did you have a big turkey?
No, we had ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate turkey.
Yeah, you know, I went to the Mexican Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like that?
Turned out good. Turned out really good. Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked. I'll tell you more later on in the program.
I want to know what you had.
Oh, everybody does. Yeah. Everybody does. The world is begging for that information as we speak, right? Man, I feel overwhelmed today. We have so much on the plate.
Yeah. Especially after being off for 5 days, there's a lot going on.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, just internally, I'm saying, you know? I mean, we've got the big concert coming up this week with Alice in Winterland. We have tickets to give away to that.
Woo!
That's coming up at 7:40 this morning. OAR tickets are in there too. We'll do that later this morning. Let's see here. The Giving Tree, big update on that, where we stand, blah, 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 blah. You know how that works. And a new text line. This changes everything. Textnado no longer works with 51059. You got to use the request line number to get through us now. Who will be the first text? The maiden voyage.
Oh, I don't
know. Get it? All right. Somebody's got to be the first one. The new Bert Simpson text line now is 303-222-5423. Okay? That's the request line. That's what you call to win prizes. But now it's also a text line. So you can text that same number, 303-222-5423. 51059 no longer works. It's gone.
Remember to save that new one in your phone.
Yeah, I heard that they wanted to gouge us. The people that own 51059.
Yeah. It sounded expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Some company out in, I don't know, Guatemala or somewhere. They were running this thing, maybe North Korea. I think Kim Jong-un was running it. Yeah. And he bumped it up to like $5,000 a day to use Textnado. And we said, boom, up yours, pal. We're going to move on. Yeah, so the five, I don't know if that's the true story or not, guys. That's just a rumor floating around that it was owned by some communist country. But now, 303-22. Oh,
we
look.
Got some people.
Here we go.
Look, look. Oh, this is awesome. JB, look, look, look. Look, the texts are coming in. Woo! Look at the text already flying in. Yeah. Man, they're listening to us. They're listening.
What?
We have a brand new text line, remember?
Oh, crap.
Remember the text line?
Oh, no, that's
we have to
right.
educate people this morning.
Yes, yep.
You forget about that?
I did.
So did I. So did I until I came in and saw all these signs.
They're
studio.
Everywhere.
I'm like, what the hell is going on around here? Oh, yeah, the text line.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, somebody tried to gouge us with that other one.
Yeah,
they wanted $50,000 a month for us to run it.
I know, but they get you like get everybody doing it, right? I know. I even remembered that number, and I don't remember anything. And then they're like, okay, now that we have everybody using it, now we need $50,000 a month.
Yeah, and I looked into it. I was telling the guys it was owned by North Korea.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Wow. Kim Jong-un.
Wow, that's crazy because I heard that in New York, We're renting out for the immigrants.
Yeah.
A hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel. Guess who it's owned by? Pakistanians.
Right.
Really? All
right.
Yeah, the Roosevelt Hotel is owned by Pakistanians, which is fine. I love Pakistan.
Yeah, we love it. We love it.
But, I mean, that's a weird circle.
Yeah. No wonder I couldn't get a room there.
Yeah, right?
I didn't speak the language,
yeah,
did I?
Yeah. Well,
okay, I got to stop before we get in trouble.
Well, yeah, you had to take it one more. We love the Pakistanians. Everything's fine. But then you kept going.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
It was perfect.
Ralphie was in town. We'll get into that later on.
Well,
there's so
back.
Much.
He'll be back in 10 days.
I know.
That's awesome.
For 26 days.
Whoa. 10 days he'll be back?
In 10 days he'll be back for 26 days.
Yeah. In the back of your mind, are you saying maybe
no, no, no.
Can cut
I'm
it down to 15
no, God, no.
days?
No, I'm thinking that poor kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be like, I'm with my mom for 26 days.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It's not on my side. It's on his
he'll
side.
He'll be done after five.
I know. Yeah. I got a couple of kids in town, too. And they brought in, one brought in his girlfriend or whatever. I tell you, man, they're leaving on Wednesday.
Could leave today
by my, you know, my suggestion was because it's costing me a fortune.
Is it?
I've already shelled out $900 on dinners.
Oh.
The fact that you're keeping track is weird.
Yeah. Why do you keep a tally?
Kind of a little pathetic.
I keep tabs.
That's a little pathetic for the gambler.
I keep tabs.
God.
Dad keeps tabs.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in years, but all of a sudden this matters.
It does. You damn right it does.
God, tight
one. In fact, I can give you the exact figure if you want it.
Yeah.
Down to the cent.
Okay.
All right, we got a lot to do today, man. It's busy, busy, busy. Bronco football tonight.
Woo! I heard.
Monday night football, baby. They're in town. The Browns are here, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it
the
Browns. Is
the
Browns.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, just getting started. Remember, brand new text line. That text line is 303-22-ALICE. That's 222-5423, no longer 51059.
Wait.
So switch it over.
So it's, how do you spell 22? Oh, the 2 is an A, and the 5 is an L, and the 4 is an I, and the other 2 is a... C, and then the 3 is an E. Whoa. Okay, I got it.
Do phones even have the alphabet anymore?
I don't know. I don't
they
know.
Do on the
yeah,
iPhone.
They do. Yeah,
we do.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they do. Thank God, because that's hard.
I don't even know if it did or not. All right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I went through the list a few minutes ago of all the things coming up this morning. We have a lot of stuff on the plate. It's a busy, busy time of year.
Yeah.
We've got the Alice in Winterland tickets. We'll do that at 7:40 this morning. And I mentioned the change in the text line. I'll reiterate that here in just a couple of seconds. But something else on the board, too, is Cyber Monday.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Let's just take a moment. Has it always been this close to Friday?
Always.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
I was just like... Now they're just running together, man.
Yeah. Now, when they came out with this, what, 12, 15 years ago.
It all just ran
it's
together.
It's always been the Monday after Black Friday.
Because I was like, what is good? Because now the I'm kind of on hold about purchasing something for somebody. And I was like, ooh, I think I just missed their you know, Black Friday sale. Yeah. Well, sure enough, I get the ad. It's still on sale for Cyber Monday.
Seriously, everything's on sale for like a month.
Yeah, it's been on sale since July.
It's true. It is true.
It's crazy.
It's 25% off right now. But anyway, then the other thing is, I feel like only the city of Arvada really promoted Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody else even talked about it. I was so I follow every city in Colorado pretty much, you know, on purpose, so we know what's going on.
Yeah.
And Arvada did a really great job of promoting theirs, but
I saw a couple of things on social media. I think there was a run downtown.
Well, there's a lot of turkey trots.
No. It was for Small Business Saturday. They ran by the small business area downtown.
Didn't stop.
Hey guys,
hope you get some business. Don't mind the homeless people we're stepping over.
Just bringing awareness.
Yeah. Well, it's turned into hurdles now.
Yeah.
It's not just a trot; they hurdle.
Oh my!
Is that wrong?
Again,
hey, Spadette, let me check
one
with Spadette.
More time.
Let me check.
I did the joke already, and then you had to push it a little further.
I don't know. Spadette, was that bad? Was that bad that I said it turned into hurdles?
A little bit. Yeah. Dial back.
Tone it down.
Dial back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already do the little jab, right?
Yeah.
And then he just goes, oh, stop. Now they're hurdle.
You got it, man. Come on. We've all done
pretty good.
All right. So your Ralphie weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Then he's back for how many days? 26?
26
said?
Days. Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. So,
man,
but then I'm like, okay, so let's go somewhere. He's like, ooh, actually, I hate to tell you this, but I think Luca and I might go to Japan. I'm like, what?
Wait, he's planning a trip by himself?
Yes.
He's just like, yeah.
With he and his buddy, because they're both snowboarders, right? He's like, yeah, we're going to probably stay at some hostels and go to some mountain in Japan. I was like, wait, what?
Is the pow pow very good in Japan
it
or something?
It is, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good, yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for him.
You know, but I'm like,
I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Well, and the thing is, he has his own money because he works, right?
Yeah.
So he has his own money, and I can't really like go, no, you can't, because my credit card, but now he has his own money.
And this is the time to go at that age.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time
to go. I know, but what about your mommy?
Off to Japan, man. That would be cool.
Yeah, but the way he just says it, so matter of fact, like I should just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm intrigued by that place, too.
Yeah.
I'd love to go. I think that's
like
a great
the
place.
Earthquakes. Not a fan of
that. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. Either. Yeah, a little shaking over there. No.
Yeah. Saw a lot of videos.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I had my kids in town. Well, they're still here. They leave on Wednesday, but I've had them in town. They're sharing time between me and their mother.
Right.
So they're not with me full time at the house.
Well, that's great that they got so much time off.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, and I hadn't seen all the boys together, and it's been quite a while.
Was there a kids' table, or how'd that go?
Was there what?
A kids' table, or how'd that go?
Well, you're talking about something different, I
think. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving was at the relatives. They weren't there. They weren't in town.
No, I know, but you were going to do it on Sunday. You told us you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah, I blew off the cooking.
Oh,
I didn't call.
No.
We went out. That's why I said it cost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to do a Thanksgiving meal at all?
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, no, I went to the relatives on Thursday.
Well, we already knew that, but then you had planned. We'd gone through all this thing.
Yeah. I didn't do one with my kids, no.
Okay, because we even talked about how you were going to make a turkey with our boss off the air.
Nope, chicken lettuce wrap, spam.
And you're not devastated by that? Like, that's what you
live
for.
Because you were so excited.
I've thought about it. It's been in my mind.
Yeah.
It's the first time that I haven't done basically a Thanksgiving cooking.
Wow.
In many years. Many
then
years.
You were going to do it on Friday.
And I don't like it.
We heard. And then you were going to do it on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we even went through ingredients, I think, with our boss on Wednesday before we left.
Friday, they got in too late. And then Sunday, I blew it off because it just wasn't, you know, it was a lot of work to come back to work.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we can make this simple.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll just go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. So we went to the Cheesecake Factory.
No cranberries?
No just, green bean casserole.
I will tell you this.
Just burritos?
I went to the Thanksgiving with the relatives.
Uh-huh.
Remember the Mexican Thanksgiving that we were doing with the tamales and all the, you know, tacos and burritos? It turned out they switched over to traditional, We had tamales, but we had the turkey.
This is so weird. This whole weekend is I'm blown away.
No.
My entire life's been turned upside down.
Guys, I was blown away.
I'm upset for you.
I showed up expecting to be able to bitch, and I couldn't. They had turkey. They had ham. They had green bean casserole.
Wow.
Had yams. They had the whole works.
They just don't like your food.
That's it, Jimmy. That's it.
They pulled the old bait and switch.
Look,
yeah, they didn't want him to bring anything. Yeah.
It's a slap in the face.
It is.
When they changed and they said, we're going to do Mexican, that was the first slap. That's a over this way, right? And then when you get there and they've copied your meal.
Well, kind of America's meal, but okay.
Well, in Littleton, Colorado, it's my meal, okay? So I don't want to hear your crap, okay? I came up with this. I came over with the Pilgrim style. I was there when those Indians showed up, when we feasted. I came up with this.
They copied my meal.
They copied my meal. And you're right. I took it personally.
Well, you should have.
Because they don't like mine. I will tell you.
Let me go through a couple of items.
Let me go through a couple of
items. Do you think they like you?
I don't like them either. Feeling is mutual. No, I'm just joking, folks.
No, you're not.
Hey, but listen. I will give you a couple of the recipes. They blew it.
Okay.
They friggin' almost said the F word.
Wow.
I almost said the F word.
Wow.
They friggin' blew it.
Okay.
Okay? Right. They blew it. The dressing. The dressing they had. Way too much celery. I mean, they had celery out the... it was bad.
Right.
Bad.
Crunchy dressing.
One helping of that, because it was just, it was not the turkey. It was dry as the Sahara, man. Not a good turkey. I don't know where that bird came from, but it wasn't Red Bird Farms, I'll tell you that.
Maybe it flew here from the Sahara.
Jamie, I was there looking for flaws and making notes.
Sounds like you got them.
Everybody else said it's delicious. One of the best meals they've ever had.
Really?
Oh, that pissed me off.
That's a straight shot.
He didn't even ask you to bring a dish.
I'll bet you I went outside to smoke 10 cigars just so I could release the anger.
Wow.
But happy Thanksgiving. Oh, it was a blast with the family.
Now we're on to Christmas. Yay! How will they just throw you over Christmas? How will they kick you and spit on you over Christmas?
No. Hey, let me tell you something else. When you have turkey, dressing, gravy, and you got the casserole and all that going on, you don't have sopapillas for your bread. You don't.
That's just a dessert.
All right, we have to take a break.
Yeah. It's not your bread, it's dessert.
Oh, I used it as bread. Sorry.
That's your problem right there.
Oh, I thought it was like cornbread for them. Oh, my God. I am sorry.
For them. Did you hear him say that?
For them, for the family, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll go with. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sopapillas for them.
Did I do it again? Did I do it again?
Yeah.
Trudell, dial it back.
Dial back.
Dial back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's real it is.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Shpadoo.
Let me just read through this since I just received it.
Yeah.
Got some Jimmy Fallon audio. I got some Billy Bob Thornton wears some women's jeans. Oh, I did see that. Yeah, it's yeah. funny. Yeah. And then Elton John's blind. All right.
Yeah.
I look forward to hearing that. Okay. It is a lovely, lovely Monday. It's December 2nd already. I was telling my girlfriend.
Hollywood.
Oh, hi.
Oh, man.
I was telling my girlfriends, this is the time of year. It's December 2nd. I need it to slow down.
Yeah.
Because this time just like. All of a sudden just flies by, right?
I get you.
And it just, oh my God, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't even have everything done yet. You're just flying by. Like, just like everything has just got to slow its roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you because driving in this morning, one of the things that was on my mind, and I'm driving into work. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? And I'm thinking, I got to get my Christmas list done. I need to start, put the check marks on there,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
Got this for this person. You know, it is. It's getting very busy right now.
I bought my son his first Christmas gift. He's going to love it.
Oh.
He is going to love it. Hold on, I'll show you my Amazon. I just got it yesterday because I was like, what is this? And then I was like, what was I thinking? But see, I think I'm funny sometimes. Whereas my kid, not so much. Yeah, yep. Okay, here is what I got, and I will hand it to you. Here you go.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, he's going to like
it.
Now, you know what? All right, I'm trying to put my mind as the same as a kid in college right now.
Yeah,
really freshman. Difficult to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might think of it as dumb.
Well, he will, but that's the funny part.
Okay.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to look at it and say, oh, man, I've always wanted this.
No. It's a 101 engineering jokes.
Okay, I kind of like that,
It's 101 engineer jokes for engineers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a book.
Yeah. Well, you like it because you're not an engineer.
Right, yeah. Okay. Just wait. I'm going to open it up and have them just ready to zip, 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 zip as soon as I pick them up next time. Why do engineers? I don't know. Yeah, I haven't read them.
Just read it to them on the way home.
Maybe I'll start doing one in the morning because I have the book.
Yeah,
I'll do it for you guys, too. All right. Anyway, there's more Diddy talk, of course. There is. Sometimes, though, and I think I know the answer to this, but sometimes I wonder why some of these people haven't come forward earlier, but I think it's just because of blackmail. You know, I think because Hollywood's so tight, I think if you told, you would be blacklisted. Not blackmailed, but blacklisted, and you wouldn't get work anymore.
Yeah.
Sean Diddy Combs has been sued yet again, this time for allegedly assaulting another woman, but this time dangling her from a 17th-story apartment balcony. The lawsuit filed by Brianna. Remember when they said Vanilla Ice was hung by a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
By, was it Suge Knight?
I think it was.
Suge Knight that did it.
They hung him over the balcony.
Yeah, that's what he claims.
The lawsuit, but apparently it's a thing with rappers, I guess. I don't know.
Watch yourself. Back it down.
Wow. Yeah, right? the lawsuit filed by Brianna alleges that the incident occurred at Combs' then-girlfriend's Casey, her home. Now, Casey's still alive, right? She's not the one that passed away. It was his wife. So, Cassie, sorry.
It was Kim Porter that passed away.
Right. So, Cassie could verify this, I guess.
I guess. You know? They're saying she was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened in 2016. She said that the rapper came home. He was wasted. He started groping her. She rejected his advances. And then he dangled her over the balcony's edge. He pulled her back up. And then she said he assaulted her and threw her into all the patio furniture. She is seeking $10 million in damages.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So
I hope she gets it.
By the way, he's been denied bail for the third time. And he poses a significant risk to his victims if he is released. So.
He's done.
Yeah, he is done.
He's never going to get out of prison.
Nope, folks. He isn't.
Never going to get out.
Thank God.
And not only that, the new people that's coming into office right now, they're going to release this stuff. We're going to see it. I said from the very beginning, it'll never happen. They'll never release it. Of course, I didn't think the current administration coming in was going to win either. So now that that's happened, I think the Diddy files are going to get released now.
There's
going to be some names. It's going to
shock
us.
Yeah, but I feel bad for some people because I feel like some people weren't involved in the Freak Fest stuff. I think you know, you're invited to a Diddy party. You're like, I mean, I would want to go. I'm not going to lie. Like, if somebody said, hey, Jim, you know, go over. Diddy's having a party. I'd totally go.
It was the place to be. His parties. Yeah. Like, everyone wanted to go.
I agree with you. I think there are going to be some casualties in this that should not be.
Yeah.
Because your name was on the list. And you showed up or whatever, maybe you're on video, but maybe not doing anything. You're just at a party, right? So I think there are going to be those that are embarrassed by it, yet did nothing wrong.
Yeah, I'm with you. I totally would have gone.
I'm with you.
And the white parties were, I mean, so the white parties don't supposedly count, but the white parties were the rage. I mean, the who's who went to all the white parties. Yeah. And so those were in the Hamptons. And again, people are going to be listed in that, and they had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, I wonder if you're at a white party and the freak-off's about to begin. Do they ring a bell or something?
Yeah.
Like,
no, they announce it.
Time to go.
Remember that it's on video. It's announced. It's like
they announce it.
Yeah, they said, all right, all the little kids. It's time for you guys.
If you have children here, you got
to
get out.
Yeah, they tell you to take your children home at this time. Yep. So that's nice of them. This is crazy. So here's the story. There's the Buffalo Bills quarterback. His name is Josh Allen. You might have heard of him. And actress Haley Steinfeld, not Seinfeld, but Steinfeld. She was in like Glee or whatever, one of those singing movies. She's been in a lot of stuff, actually. Anyway, they are engaged. Well, interestingly enough, okay, so his ex-girlfriend, right? Like, it's always shocking when you date somebody for a while, and then they turn around, you break up, they turn around, and they get married to somebody else quickly. It burns your ass. I get it. But what you don't write is what this girl wrote. So, his ex-girlfriend, Brittany, she said that somebody wrote this, like, hey, so what's up with you? What are you gonna do? And she said, well, luckily, my new boyfriend owns a team and doesn't play for one. I don't have to be with another brain-dead CTE athlete.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a bad comment.
It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. Brain-dead CTE athlete. So it was obviously in a moment. She took it down, and then she did the I was hacked.
Oh, the obvious.
That's the go-to.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was hacked.
Yeah, we've all been hacked.
Yeah. Not like I got drunk because I found out my ex-boyfriend got engaged and then I said something stupid and I apologized for how insensitive and horrific that was. But nope, I got hacked.
I got hacked.
And they just decided to say that.
Yeah, so that hacker was like, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll write about brain dead CTE athletes. That seems good.
Yeah.
Cause that's what hackers do. Yeah, so...
Did you see where... And this is a whole different topic with the entertainment. Did you see where Nick Cannon came out and professed that he was diagnosed with a disorder?
No.
He's a narcissist.
Really?
What? I didn't know. What? I didn't know that was a... Yeah, he claims mental illness, that he was diagnosed with mental illness.
Narcissistic?
Narcissistic, mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that was a mental disorder. I know it's a disorder.
I
know people have it, but I don't know if I'd categorize it as a mental disorder.
It's a disorder if you've ever been around one.
I'm just saying but he made it seem like that he was like diagnosed with like some deadly disease or something. It's like, really? You have to come out and tell us that? We all know that.
It's very dramatic. He said, and I quote, I kind of always knew.
It's weird. Didn't he? He treated it like it was like a blood disorder.
This is shocking, Nick. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one coming.
You got 14 baby mamas We don't think you're a narcissist?
They asked him actually what he was doing for Thanksgiving. He said he doesn't cook.
You can't for that many.
Well, right. But what do you do?
I mean, what
do you
hell?
Bring them all together? I don't know. It's crazy. Let's see here. Well, now that what's his name got Josh Allen got engaged, now everybody's going after excuse me, Travis Kelce and saying, it's your turn, buddy. You're next. Come on, bro. Oh, my God. I felt so bad for Taylor Swift over the weekend. I don't know what's going on. I think you were talking about this administration or whatever, but I feel like people are being really mean, kind of. They started going after her dancing again.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, poor thing.
I know. She's worked so hard.
She just doesn't have rhythm, and that's not her fault.
Exactly. And you know? I believe there's a choreographer from Colorado that's been helping her. And for a while, she really got into the moves.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see her counting anymore.
You couldn't?
No. She really got into it.
I feel like at the beginning of the tour, she was on point.
She was on point.
Yeah, and then, but she's been touring for like a year.
I know. But I thought it would get better, but it didn't. She started to kind of come back to the other side of counting again.
I think she's getting tired.
Yeah. Because before she used to put her hips into it and stuff and like, you know,
tired.
Do the moves.
Yeah,
I know. I agree with him actually. And she used to like, you know, really try to concentrate on getting into the moves. But now she's like so burnt out on this tour. She's like, and one and two and three and four and five and six.
I mean, 3 hours each night.
Yeah, I mean, can't blame her.
You just take a break.
And also speaking of, in case you were under a rock, Joe Biden pardoned his son, which, by the way, I'm okay with that. I know a lot of people are pissed off, but look, if it was my kid, if it was your kid, we talked about how we would do the USC scandal. Remember?
Darn right I would.
Yeah, our kids rowboated.
I'd pardon my kid.
I'd pardon my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you can do it to a turkey, you can do it to a human.
Yeah, if I'm in that position. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm out to sail. Yeah. Are you kidding? I'm totally. I mean, you know, it's my kid, and it's the only one that's left. Not that that matters, but you know, it's his bloodline. So yeah, I'd pardon him. I'm not mad about that. But man, people are mad. Even our governor went on a tirade.
Polis?
Yes.
Polis is upset over this.
Oh my God, he's so mad.
You know, here's the thing with me. What did he say?
He said, I'm completely disappointed.
In Joe?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's mad.
No kidding.
He's mad. He said it was a disappointment at that that he has now set a bad precedent. Precedent? Not president. Precedent. Oh, my God. He went ballistic on him.
Here's what I don't understand. Who didn't expect this?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, come on. We've been talking about this for the past several weeks.
Well, it's because Biden told us he would never do that.
Well, we knew he was lying.
And then his press secretary said absolutely not. But I'm like,
Jamie,
they're politicians. What do you think they do, you guys?
Exactly. I mean, they lie. That's what they do.
Okay.
We knew from day one that he was going to pardon him. He's on his way out. You've been booted out. You're already upset with the people around you because they told you you couldn't run anymore because you're too old. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah, I'm going to pardon my kid.
Can you scroll a little bit so I can read the rest of it? This is a bad precedent. Could be abused by other presidents in the future.
This is Polis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Hunter brought the legal trouble he faced on himself, and one can sympathize with the struggles while also acknowledging that no one is above the law. Not a president and not a president's son.
Unless I'm on my way out the door and I've got the power to pardon.
I mean,
then
come
you're
on,
above the law.
Polis, you would totally do it for your partner.
Absolutely
your
would.
Like if your husband like took some crack and had some hookers. You know, of the male sort, you know, and did all that stuff. You'd be like, well, it was an off day.
Yeah. It was an off day. Medication, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't thinking clear.
Right. So anyway. All right. I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
We have a brand new text line. The Burke Simpson text line 51059 is gone. You have to use the request line. That's 303-222-5423. That's the line. It's wide open. 303-222-5423. Brand new text line this morning. Use it. Put it on your phone and use it.
BJ and Jamie.